Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you this morning's news, tomorrow's news, tonight is what we call it, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, we appreciate everything you're doing. Thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now from where it's soon to be windy with Santa Ana winds, California, the one, the only, the incomparable, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, good morning, Captain.
Good morning, gang. They won't be out there long now, I'll tell you. Let's see how long it takes. Yep, there they go, back inside. It is 48 degrees on the porch tonight, and they're not going to stand out there very long.
Nope, I don't expect.
Nope. And a couple Canadians in the crew there with their shorts and T-shirts.
That's right.
Yep, all righty. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we want to emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start out with the obvious here, and that's our economy, and in particular, our gasoline and oil prices. Now, Joe Biden has the solution. He released 50 million barrels of oil from the National Strategic Reserve, enough oil to take care of the United States for about 3 days, right?
Well, that's just about right, Captain. This is really something, because the way this is being framed in the news that I've been seeing is somehow Biden is riding to the rescue. He's trying to help people out there, trying to put gas in their tanks, and it's really being framed as though he's really doing something especially big and great. But as you said, Captain, I mean, this is really a drop in the bucket. The U.S. uses about 18 million barrels of oil every single day. And in fact, it seems that the energy secretary did not really know that information when asked during the press conference.
And you're surprised?
I'm not surprised at all. And so this goes, Captain, from, hey, these high gas prices, they're going to help us transition to green energy and electric cars and all that. And then in about a 24-hour period, it's, okay, wait a minute, we're going to do something about this. We're going to release the SPR. And it's just, you know, it's a comedy of errors. And I got to tell you, Captain, if it wasn't so tragic and hurtful to the American people, I guess it would be funny, but it's not.
It's all about supply and demand, and here's what happened yesterday, folks. Pay attention. When the oil companies heard about the releasing of the emergency reserves, the strategic reserves, the price of oil went up in the United States, $1.75 a barrel on West Texas crude. Internationally, Brent crude went up $2.61 a barrel. The wholesale price of futures went up $2 a barrel, back up to 90. And the wholesale price of gasoline jumped 8 cents a gallon. The wholesale price of diesel jumped 10 cents a gallon. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Well, exactly right. Captain, the president and his policies have created this whole problem.
It's supply and demand. It has nothing to do with how much oil you dump out there, especially if your oil capacity or your oil refining capacities are not up to 100%.
Well, of course. But by coming into office and getting rid of the Keystone XL pipeline, getting rid of other drilling on leased land or federal land and so forth, and trying to shut down basically the ability of the United States to be energy independent where oil is concerned, that created this whole issue. And now they're trying to look like they're heroes. This is just ping-pong balling from one thing to another. It's ridiculous.
Now, Joe did have something encouraging to say about if you're feeling pain at the pump. Did you hear it?
What's that?
Buy an electric car.
Oh, well, that's easy.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
Well, everybody can just go out and buy an electric car tomorrow, I guess.
Sure.
You know, but again, it's trying to oversimplify this issue and simply trying to go with this notion of, don't worry, we're just going to transition to green energy. That's not helping the people, Captain, who have to make significant decisions now about how much it costs to fill up their car, how much they can go drive as a result of this, and how much money is left over for other things like food and rent, which we also know are going up sky high.
Yeah, and I did get, as a matter of fact, I got an advertisement yesterday from Nissan for a brand new electric car that they're putting out. It's a crossover model, but I'm sorry, you know, $70,000?
That's pretty pricey, exactly. Mm-hmm. And again, the infrastructure, you know, we need to have that in place and so forth.
Now, what do you think that would do to my electric bill at my house?
Well, it's going to push it super far up.
And what would I also have to do with my house? I can't just plug it into the old wall socket.
No, you have to install a new system, basically.
Yes.
And here in California, Captain, you know when the winds start up, they start cutting the power off. So how are people going to charge their car when there's a windy day outside and this kind of thing?
That's it in a nutshell. You are so right. And everybody, unfortunately, you know, we're being screwed, blued, and tattooed, and they're smiling all the way to the bank.
That's right. Yeah.
Because, buy an electric car. All right, hold that thought. Kyle, we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Plenty more coming your way. And Kyle Warren, too.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
All right. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. Thanks very much for tuning in. And we always appreciate you chiming in. The phone number is 877-969-8600. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. And a little program note about Mike Lindell and his FrankSpeech.com website. He's going to be doing a 96-hour television telethon starting tonight at midnight, and it's going to go until Saturday, and it's going to be about all the different things related to the holiday season, a little something a little different. And if you get a chance, go over there on the internet, look it up, frankspeech.com, and watch what it is he's doing. I'm sure you're going to like it. Now, MyPillow.com is my sponsor for this segment, and we do things a little different here with MyPillow.com. We don't just tell you about a certain product, and you buy this, you buy that, and you get this discount, and you use this promo code and all that. We tell you to go to the website and take a look at everything that's there, because the promo code is always going to be the word Captain. Very simple, Captain. Now, while you're on the website, there is a second page that you can open up by going to the Radio Listener Specials logo, double logo link, and you click on that. It'll open up, and there'll be two dozen or more items in there, which will have insanely low prices, even lower than what you see on the home page. And again, the promo code for anything you see there is the word Captain. Now, some people don't like doing business on the internet because they're afraid they're going to get their information stolen or whatever, so we have a solution for that. You can call them up on the telephone, talk to a live person, place your order, ask any questions by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. But it all starts by going to the website, MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. Again, the promo code CAPTAIN for anything that you see there that you'd like. And if you want to call them, the number's 800-641-5459. So MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. And Kyle, what did Mrs. Kyle get?
Well, Mrs. Professor, she ordered the new slippers that are available now, and she did that for her her birthday, mm-hmm. and that's what she wanted, and they are on their way right now, and she's very excited to get them because she wants to, you know, it has the four-layer design, it's got the memory foam and so forth, and the patented gel and all that. I mean, it's really going to be a great slipper, I think.
Yeah, well, I got mine. It looks like a pair of moccasins. It's got the reinforced sole on the bottom. It's almost like wearing a pair of shoes, and you can wear them anywhere.
That's exactly right. You can wear them anywhere, and so that's right. That's what you do. And you know what she did, Captain? She went to MyPillow.com. She put in the promo code CAPTAIN and saved a lot on those.
Now, the very on-the-ball, almost criminal most of the time, son of the president, Hunter Biden, is once again in the news, but you're not hearing it on any of the Alphabet Soup channels. They don't want to touch this because, again, more documents coming from the laptop are showing that Hunter Biden tried to sell an American Louisiana natural gas firm to a Chinese company.
Well, that's right. And also, I believe that there's also a bombshell report from the New York Times.
Yep.
That talks about a firm that Biden was one of the founders of, helping a Chinese company get a cobalt mine from an American company during the time that Joe Biden was actually vice president. Now, under normal circumstances, Captain, and certainly if this had been a relative or the son of Donald Trump, for example, just for sake of argument, these networks would have been all over this kind of thing in terms of conflicts of interest and what happened when and who got what money for that kind of thing. But because it's Joe Biden, it's kind of like, well, they're just going to remain silent for a while.
Now, this is where the mind of Hunter Biden is, because I don't think I've ever heard of anybody doing this. Hunter Biden's corrupt shell company was named after his deceased mother's birthplace, and the map of that birthplace was tattooed on his back.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't think I've ever heard of anybody doing anything like that.
No, well, but Hunter Biden seems to have a lot of things about him that are
weird,
are pretty strange.
Weird?
Yeah, to the average observer, it seems pretty strange, you know.
But yet he's always in the middle of trying to make a buck somehow.
Well, exactly. And who's at the top of the pyramid?
Daddy with his 10%.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So, you know, being the vice president or now being president, these are legitimate questions because right now, Captain, we're in the middle of I think developments in foreign policy vis-a-vis China that are going to knock your socks off. And, we need to know what is the involvement, what is the exposure that the president of the United States has as a result of some of these deals.
Now, again, I have a little rule here. I'm not going to mention the name of the suspect that ran down all those people in Waukesha, Wisconsin, but there seems to be a pattern here of cheap bail. We'll call it cheap bail. We could even call it deadly bail, which is what Fox News is calling it, a deadly bail fail. And years of enabling district attorneys to do their left-wing reform with bail and whatnot, kept this guy out on the street. A habitual criminal who had beaten up people, who had threatened people with firearms, who had driven over not one, but two people. Two people he drove over with a car. Why in the hell was this SOB out on the street?
That is the central question, Captain. This is what I think people not only in Waukesha, not only in Wisconsin, but all across the nation are asking, and they are seeing now this pattern of making it so easy for criminals to get back on the street under the guise of, well,
bail reform,
we're going to have better justice and this kind of thing. But what's happened is they failed to do the job number one. Remember, it used to be with Ford, what was their quality? It was job one, that kind of thing, right? But here we are. Job one is to protect the innocent, to protect the public. And when they go through these machinations, they know what the outcome is going to be. They're doing it for political purposes, to score some kind of points, but this is the end result. And we understand, too, Captain, as a sad
Yes.
One of the children who was struck by the SUV in Waukesha has now died.
Now, he was arraigned yesterday for intentionally running down, intentional vehicular homicide of five people. Now there'll be another person, this one, a youngster, that has died, and there are others that are also in critical condition hanging on to life, and I'm just so sad.
It is sad, and also we know now, because of this horrible bail policy, Captain, this appears to have been very, very preventable. This particular person was out on bail for running over someone with the exact same Ford Escape that he did, that he used in the parade. And how do you even start to wrap your head around that?
And a Milwaukee Black Lives Matter militant interjected himself into the conversation by saying that the Waukesha Christmas parade attack may be the start of a new revolution. If I were the district attorney, if I were the police, I would have him sitting in jail right now and saying, okay, what revolution?
What revolution? And that sounds a lot like incitement.
It certainly is.
You know, and to capitalize for their political their political point of view on this tragedy is the most un-American thing that, you know, that one can actually do. It's immoral and it's wrong.
Yeah, yeah. What a shame. By the way, Kyle Rittenhouse was in Florida visiting former President Trump. He was invited to come see him at Mar-a-Loma, and he did show up down there. And he did another television interview with somebody down there. He was on the radio with one of the hosts down in that area, too. I've reached out to the young lad to see if he'd like to come on this show. We'll see what happens. I mean, he's going to get all kinds of interviews now, I'm sure. And, of course, President Trump, former President Trump, did spend quite a bit of time with him yesterday.
He did, and yes, it would be wonderful if you had an opportunity to speak with him.
Yeah.
And but I think, Captain, his story now is going to really become a touchstone for people being able to defend themselves under the most extreme circumstances. Yes.
Yeah. Now, when we come back, folks, we're going to talk a little bit about the misrepresentation going on with these liberal bastions that put out stories that just weren't true and tried to direct a narrative that wasn't true. And one of them still is, by the way. One of them still is. Yeah, I'm sure you can guess who that might be. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll is now six as another person has died of injuries suffered in a Wisconsin holiday parade tragedy on Sunday when a man drove his SUV directly into the parade. The suspect out on bail from a domestic abuse case at the time, and he was suspected in another violent altercation just shortly before the parade incident. On Tuesday, Waukesha Court Commissioner Kevin Costello spoke about how the suspect is a danger to the community.
The nature of this offense is shocking. The detail I was not expecting here today. Two detectives, not lay people, detectives, not only tried to stop this, but rendered an opinion that this was an intentional act.
This time, Darryl Brooks Jr. is being held. Police say they're confident he acted alone, and it wasn't a case of domestic terrorism, although the investigation is continuing. And this is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, and we will take it right away. And yesterday we had a very patriotic group of people over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters in Tampa, and we want to thank the folks that showed up. And always a great, lively conversation we had with the guys there and girls, because we had a couple of ladies that were there, as well as our regular crew, plus a couple of add-ons there. But this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. I had a chance to talk about Relief Factor a little bit yesterday, too, with some folks. And, yes, I have been taking this product for over 6 years, and simply put, it works for me, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. Now, my problems are with the injuries I've had over the years, and, of course, you develop a little arthritis or rheumatism or bursitis in some of these fractures that you've had, and it's very painful, okay? It's very painful. And you can take medication for that. You can take a handful of Aleve, whatever you want to do. Or you can take something that's all natural, which won't do anything to hurt you and will do everything to help you. And that's what I've chosen to do with Relief Factor. Because the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support my body's natural response to inflammation. And it will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is I'm having at the moment, because it also targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It also supports healthy joints and muscles, helps in the healing process as well. It only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start, and you can get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 is what it costs. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things they have to offer over there, because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All righty. Before we get back into a topic here, we're going to go to the telephone line. So, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is John from Sarasota.
Yes, John.
Hey, first I'd like to say I really enjoy your show. And second, I was really amused by your little bit there about Hunter Biden. And the funny thing is he's just a privileged white guy who's a crack addict who, you know, he's lying every time he opens his mouth. And as far as his tattoo, it kind of took me back to Roger Stone, who has a tattoo of Richard Nixon on his back. And The poor guy was dragged out of his home by the SWAT team and FBI at gunpoint.
Yep.
For hardly as much or anything that they had on him as far as they do on Hunter Biden.
Yep.
So, just wanted to make that comment.
All right. Thank you, John. And it's a good comment to make because, Roger Stone was just invited once again to testify in Washington, D.C. in front of the January 6th commission.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Yeah. And, of course, he wanted to interject himself into the political scene, and I realized he was trying to support President Trump, this, that, and the other. But President Trump did distance himself a little bit from Roger Stone when he started to get a little bit wacko there because he joined forces with Alex Jones, the conspiratorial radio host. And that was what got him into trouble because between the two of them, they stirred up enough, fire ants in the pot to get themselves noticed by the wrong people for the wrong reasons, and now both of them are going to have to answer to the January 6th commission.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And it's a shame because, again, you'd like to think that you live in a country of free speech, but you're not entitled to the free facts if they offend somebody on the other side, I guess.
With a beer cell, yep.
Yeah, I guess. I tried to stay out of that fray, so there you go. I'll let somebody else do all the all the guessing and finger pointing. We wanted to mention that there was an additional story yesterday on the Northport girl, Gabby Petito, and her tragic situation, being murdered by the boyfriend, apparently, who still remained a person of interest because apparently when they found his body in the swamp, what was left of it, he had committed suicide with a handgun.
That's what the attorney, the family attorney, is saying. I believe the Laundrie family attorney. And so it appears, Captain, that when they surrendered all of their guns to the authorities when they were searching their home, after doing a tally of them, they realized at that time that may have been heretofore unknown to us, but they were missing one pistol, they said. So this appears to be connected, obviously, with the gunshot wound to the head that Brian Laundrie apparently had died from, according to the forensic anthropologist, the coroner. Now, of course, his body had been submerged for many weeks, and it was highly decomposed, and obviously the animals, critters, or reptiles, gators in there did what they did.
Yeah.
But now it just appears that this is what's happened. Now, it's interesting, though, the Petito family attorney is asking the Petito family not to make any comments yet until the FBI continues its investigation and to see if the U.S. Attorney's Office makes any determination of any other individuals that could be charged in this whole scenario.
Yeah, and the whole thing is just a real gruesome story, and we'll just let it stay where it stays for a while. Okay, we did talk about the media, and I did talk about the fact that they're trying to correct the record, some of them, but we still have, of course, MSNBC out there doing what they're doing, and the television show The View that's continuing with their narrative that these people were murdered and the gun came across state lines and this, that, and the other, and of course MSNBC is still throwing that out there. CNN threw it out there with one of their contributors on the Sunday morning program, but Kyle Rittenhouse has got these people by the short hairs, literally, because he can sue all of them for these comments if they don't shut up. And I believe he is getting himself a pretty good legal team put together, because he's going to make Nicholas Sandman look like an amateur with all the people he can sue and the millions of dollars that he can collect from these lawsuits.
Well, that may be one of the only things, Captain, that some of the media and some of these different people that you just mentioned who are continuing these very, you know, these false accusations. There was an entire trial that unfolded there in Kenosha. They only need to go back and review the trial to see what evidence was presented, what was refuted, and what the conclusions were. But, of course, to a great degree, Captain, I don't think they care what conclusions would come to with were arrived at by the
jury. Well, they will when it starts costing them money.
Well, see, that's exactly right. But at the same time, they also live, I think, in a self-imposed alternate reality where they just want you to believe what they're saying because this has just got to fit their whole narrative. And when something that confronts them that is so blatantly obvious that blows away that narrative, I think they just kind of go on tilt, you know, like a pinball machine or something.
And the other person that needs to be very careful what they say right now is the President Joe Biden, because he was a civilian. No longer the vice president, no longer had all that stuff underneath his wing to protect him from the comments he made when he put out that tweet about Kyle Rittenhouse, which was an attack on his integrity and his character by calling him a white supremacist without having any proof whatsoever and just jumping in the fray with all of the mainstream media joints that were doing the same thing. And he could be sued. I heard the legal discussion about it yesterday. He could be sued and brought into this.
Well, certainly. And, of course, the primary reason why he did it at the time was he believed it furthered the idea that President Trump was supporting white supremacists and white supremacists support President mm-hmm. Trump, and on it goes. And anybody who's sort of voting for Trump is somehow connected here. In other words, he did this just to further his political campaign, I think, without caring at all about a 17-year-old boy who found himself in this impossible situation and had to defend himself.
Yeah.
For shame on Joe Biden for that.
Now, what John mentioned just a second ago about Hunter Biden and this, that, and the other in the media and whatnot, I do have a message here. It's from Pam. And Pam is in Boise, Idaho, listening to the program. Thanks very much for being there. We appreciate you in the night telling us the truth that others won't. Well, I'll have to do it after the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. But it's about CNN. It's about MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, ignoring the New York Times bombshell. And we'll mention that right after we finish up with the weather here. And we got plenty of weather to talk about. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Mississippi in the middle of the dry.
Black Velvet, the most requested song we've ever had on this program. And we had a whole bunch of people that chimed in tonight and wanted that song played tonight. So that's for everybody over there at Creek Carriers Corporation out of Lincoln, Nebraska. And Trucker Mark and Trucker Eric and company there and all their compadres, they got together, sent me a blanket email with a whole bunch of drivers' names in it. And that's for you guys and gals out there in the road tonight. How about that, Kyle?
Oh, that is great. Yeah, it's the most requested song for a great reason. It's a great song.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Alana Miles, Black Velvet. And that's for the benefit of Mark if he wants to download that, because he, once in a while we play a song and he'll just get, you know, oh, man, I got to listen to that. And he'll download it, and then he's got it in his file. Okay, well, we're going to jump right to the weather now, folks. I'll tell you what. We have got a cold front, a couple of cold fronts, that are going to bring gusty winds and snow over portions of the Rockies and the Northern Plains that may cause hazardous travel conditions over the Thanksgiving holiday and weekend. Now, also, heavy snow, rain, gusty winds are going to continue and up there in the northwest. We're looking at some stuff over Snoqualmie tonight, 4th of July. Kyle will tell you about that in a minute up there in Montana. But down here in the south, folks, it is cold, cold, cold. The northern panhandle of Florida tonight, we got temperatures down at or below freezing, as well as Valdosta, Georgia. Welcome to winter. Because while it might have been 32 degrees a little while ago, it's going to be a lot chillier than that by morning, as well as most of Georgia, Alabama, northern part of Mississippi, up through the 95 sector, all the way to North Carolina, as well as right here where I'm at right now, Kyle. It is a balmy 47 degrees.
Very cool. It's actually very cool, yeah.
Yeah, it is very cool. You take it from there.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, yes, we're going to be talking about some of these winter weather advisories and so forth. Also, we've got fire and ice conditions in California we'll tell you about versus heat versus frost advisory and freeze warnings. But we're going to start in the southwest tonight. We've got some moisture coming across areas of Arizona, also New Mexico. So down there on Tucson, we've got rain coming across the Tucson area there, across I-10, if you're traveling near Tucson. Also, up east of Flagstaff, going across I-40 towards Gallup, New Mexico, you've got some rain going across I-40. And, of course, Albuquerque also seeing rain, Santa Fe as well. So that, of course, involves I-25 as well. So you want to be careful of that. Also up in the Missoula, Montana area, looks like we've got a little bit of light snow that's coming across I-90 just south of Missoula near Clinton. Also various snowfall in some of the higher elevations there as well. And I believe you mentioned 4th of July Summit. They're reading 30 degrees right now. Looks like they may be in for some rain later in the week, but they could still have some conditions there on the road.
Won't be raining at 30 degrees.
Well, that's exactly right. Well,
freezing rain, maybe, but there'll be snow up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But the temperature might come up just a little bit as we go throughout the week. But, right, anything that would fall right now would immediately turn to snow. Great Falls, Montana, also looking at sleet and rain right now. But down in California, we definitely have some frost advisories that are happening right now along the coast of California. Central California, also looking at, some fog, dense fog that we've been monitoring over the last few nights or so. And this is actually, don't check that. It is just now a frost advisory. This is going to be west of I-5 in the Paso Robles area, also moving up through the Bay Area, up through Eureka as well. So you want to be advised of that. Kingman, Arizona, back to Arizona, we have a freeze warning around there and wind advisory south of Las Vegas. Now, as we get into the rest of the day, Wednesday, and also on Thanksgiving Day, on Thursday, severe Santa Ana winds will be the order of the day in Southern California. In Seattle, looks like they're going to start getting rain starting around Thanksgiving. Same for Portland, and that will go on for the next few days as we see see a pretty big cloud cover system coming in off the Pacific Northwest.
Now, we want to say hello to our buddy George up there in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's probably got his winter coat on and probably got a sweater on underneath because it looks like it's chilly up there. But the only thing I see in the upper Midwest to bother anybody is up there again in the upper peninsula of Michigan, where we do have the gale warnings up there again and winter storm watch going on up in the upper peninsula of Michigan going over into Canada. Lake Michigan is kind of windy on Lake Michigan. We've got the possibility for more areas of lake effect snow as the day progresses and into tomorrow. Same thing for Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, which is quiet at the moment, but there are some pockets, isolated pockets of snow up there north of Watertown towards the Thousand Island Bridge and over between Erie, Pennsylvania and Toledo, Ohio, a couple of different areas in there. Now, the cold temperatures start about I-40 south and way below seasonal temperatures for the areas. We're looking at temperatures in the 30s and in the 20s. There may be some teens mixed in with some of this stuff in the higher elevations in the mountains, say the Smoky Mountains, for example. But right now across all of the upper portion of Alabama, I-20, I-59, I-65, Birmingham, you have got a hard freeze warning for temperatures that will be in the low 30s or the upper 20s by daybreak. And that's going to bust a bunch of pipes up there because, unfortunately, in the south, the pipes are exposed usually at ground level, and it's just the way it is. They didn't learn, up in the north, they put heat tape around it and insulate the bottom of some of the mobile homes and the modular homes. But anyway, as you come down further into South Georgia, I think you said to me, Kyle, it was, what, 32 or 32 degrees in Valdosta a couple hours ago?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, well, it's going to be colder than that by morning. And all across the northern part of Florida, from Pensacola all the way to Jacksonville, we've got a frost warning, a hard freeze warning in different areas. So hold on to your hat and put another log in the fire. Hold on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Fair Launch. And don't forget to check out the Pilot and the Flying J Truck Stops. Become a member of the Drivers Club. We'll be back with more on the Captain's America Fair Launch right after the top of the hour news. I'll be right back.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.